The door swung open, and a short, angry-looking gray-haired woman in a loose sack of a dress, wool socks, and leather sandals hurried through the foyer, trailing a young woman in a navy blue suit in her wake.
"The neighborhood's really gone downhill,"
the older woman observed in a grating nasal voice, glaring at Billy and ignoring Jess altogether. "I'm Billy Gerwich," he said, extending his hand, which the woman ignored.
"Maybe you should get going,"
he whispered to Jess, as the woman flung a fringed red and purple wrap that reeked of cigarette smoke on the couch, poked one stubby, nicotine-stained finger into the keyhole of Aunt Kat's antique desk, and finally deigned to notice Jess.
"You're the owner?"
she barked. Jess nodded. The woman studied her, looking her up and down, taking in Jess's unremarkable figure, her wet hair, and her big brown sweater.
"Huh. Did your parents buy you this place?"
"No. Well, actually..." The woman pivoted on her Birkenstocks and stomped across the room.
"Fireplace work?"
"Wood burning," said Billy, winking at Jess. The woman squatted to peer up at the flue. After she'd yanked the handle back and forth, she straightened up, grunting softly, and scrutinized the gilt-framed photograph on the mantel, staring at it, then at Jess.
"You?"
"It's actually my Aunt Catherine," Jess replied. The woman's upper lip curled.
"Well, at least you come by that hair, honestly,"
she said,